5. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Alexandra Rabb.
News Radio KONP presents The Todd Ortloff Show. Now, from Port Angeles, it's Todd Ortloff.
And welcome back to the program. Going to spend a little bit of time here talking about the Olympic Peninsula Healthy Community Coalition, and actually kind of a new initiative that's going on as a kind of a, maybe a reinvention of an old initiative we talked about. And we have joining me in the studio, Monica Dixon, who is the board president for OPHCC. And on the phone today, we're going to be talking a little bit with Clallam County Commissioner Mark Ozias. We'll get to Mark in just a moment because he's actually part of the conduit of what we're going to chat about. But first, Monica, we'll talk with you. Good to see you again. Thanks
Hi.
For coming in.
Hi,
and Dad. And let's roll back and talk about the Healthy Community Coalition and kind of what this is all about.
We are an organization that started about 4 years ago, came together, a small group of leaders that has grown over time with the goal of helping combat chronic disease in Clallam County and kind of turn things backwards. So I think we're now at about 42 partners. Okay. Across the county and really doing some good, serious work.
And a lot of this, as you'll just find out, has to do with outreach to the community about just kind of better choices about things like diet, exercise, staring at our screens, things like that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How did the idea for this come together? What got this all started? What was the, I mean, you know, there had to have been a catalyst at some point.
Okay, so the 5210 project we have talked about before, that's five servings. Actually, the goal is strive for five servings of fruit and vegetables a day, 2 hours or less of recreational screen time, 1 hour physical activity, zero sugar sweetened beverages.
Okay.
So we have done that gangbusters and had a great time with it. And last year, Eric Lewis from OMC and I were doing a training on 5210 to the Boy Scouts, all the Boy Scout leaders actually in Clallam County. It was very exciting. Mm-hmm. And Eric introduced himself by saying that he had been following 5210 for the last year and he had lost, I don't know, 20 or 25 pounds.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the CEO of our hospital going, wait, this is really cool. So we have other leaders who have said very much the same when they were bringing this stuff into their own life. What if we just put them all together, challenge them, send them off in the easiest, best month of the year, July.
Right. So here we are, July, and you've got a group of leaders here that are going to be trying to adhere to this at least for a month. You're hoping they'll continue on with it after that. They'll realize that and we've talked about this in the past, you know, once you get somebody kind of in this, it's about creating new habits, really.
Right.
You know,
right.
And everybody knows after you do something a certain way for a certain, it becomes a habit. And then it's kind of just the way you do it.
Exactly.
Break the old ones, replace them with new, healthier ones.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, so give us a little rundown. Now, Mark Ozias, who's on the phone, we'll get to him in a minute, is one of those who has jumped on, which doesn't surprise me because this is a big deal to him anyway. He's been very engaged in this in general. But tell us a bit about the leaders, who you've laid the challenge down to here.
So it wasn't that difficult,
right.
Although these are very brave people because there are, for each of them, they have a challenge. Some are physically active but don't get their fruit and vegetables, et cetera.
Okay.
So we have Mark, our county commissioner, Andra Smith, who is from the executive director at the Squim Food Bank, Patty Lebowitz, who is both on the food bank board and the free clinic board,
mm-hmm.
Mary Butke, our executive director for the Boys and Girls Clubs in the Peninsula, Tom Sanford, who is the executive director for the North Olympic Land Trust, Cindy Kelly, board director for Port Angeles School District, Jessica Hernandez, our former ED for the Port Angeles Food Bank, Nicole Brewer, executive director for Parenting Matters, Jim Stauffer, board director for Swim School District, and quite a character on 5210, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Hightower, new board commissioner for OMC, Rebecca Miller from Peninsula Behavioral Health, and of course, Eric.
Right.
So.
Now, as you mentioned, and we'll work Mark into the conversation here now as well, all of these folks are going to be taking on the challenge maybe in kind of different ways. I know some of these people. Some of them are quite active. They may not have the exercise problem with it, but they might have other issues. Maybe they do a little too much screen time. So are they kind of catering this to try to fit, what was the approach, I guess, with these folks?
Well, we went to them and asked each of them what their biggest challenge would be.
Okay.
And then, and like I said, each of them has one. So, for example, Eric Lewis said the most difficult would be getting enough vegetables, for example.
Okay.
But physical activity is fine for him and that kind of thing. So our goal being that as they are challenged and, as you said, take these small steps, mm-hmm. the rest of our community sees, first, that they're human and very brave, but also that if they're able to incorporate it in their very busy lives, so can the rest of us.
All right. So Mark Ozias is on the phone with us today. Mark, good to have you via the phone today. And I know this has been kind of a near and dear to your heart program in general, because you really have touted the aspects of public health and getting people to be thinking about being healthy. So probably a no-brainer that you would be involved with this. But Mark, what is going to be part of your challenge as you look at the numbers there? Where's your downfall right now? What are you trying to do during this next month?
Well, sure. Yeah. Hi, Todd. And hi, Monica. Nice to hear both of you. And, you know, I expect that over the course of the month, the hardest thing for me is going to be the 1 hour of physical activity, because one of the many job descriptions of a county commissioner is professional meeting attendee and chair sitter. And so I'm going to need to be creative about working that into my schedule. I expect that many days I'll be doing that in small doses, whether that be a 10 or 15 minute walk here or, a short bike ride there.
Now, kind of back to this whole thing as well, going back to some of what you've dealt with through your whole career, really. I mean, you campaigned on some of this as well as being an important public health policy issue, is trying to get people aware of their health stuff. So it kind of really makes sense. Here's a county commissioner who's going to, practice what he preaches, so to speak.
Well, I have been interested, increasingly interested in the connection between food and health over the last number of years. And when you look at our own county health statistics, when you look more broadly out across the country, what you see is that there is a really, really high level of chronic disease and that is related directly to our diet. And the old axiom, you are what you eat, is so basic and so true. And there are a lot of ways that we can spend huge amounts of money trying to make incremental gains in community health-related issues or public health-related issues. So this is something that that we can all work on very easily and that we can strive to achieve. And that's really the thing that is neat about the 5210 program. And what I'm finding after having talked about it for the last year and a half or 2 years, now trying to put it into practice myself, is more than anything else, that just helps you keep these things in mind. Like, hey, maybe I should walk a little bit farther instead of going to the closed-up parking space. Or, hey, I should eat a piece of fruit instead of the Danish at my meeting this morning. So it's just little things that add up over the course of time that if we all are able to do them to one degree or another, we'll see really important improvements in the health and well-being of everyone in our community.
All right, so Mark, you're doing the challenge. Are you documenting this? How do you prove, I guess, that you're making progress?
I am not documenting it yet. I am keeping mental notes. I have to tell you, I am having a very hard time here. This is the first week of the challenge, of course, and I am down in very rural Louisiana visiting family, the last few days has been nothing but a procession of potlucks, barbecue. and so I've already missed my five fruits and vegetables at least once. We'll see if I make it today. And I have a little extra motivation because I challenge my fellow commissioners to do the 5210 leadership challenge with me for this month. And they both accepted, which is great. And we were having a brief conversation about it on Friday, and Commissioner Johnson decided that a little extra motivation might not hurt. And so we decided to dock ourselves a dollar for each day that any of the three commissioners do not achieve our 5210, and we're going to put it all in the pot, and whatever is there at the end of the month, we're going to find a good cause to give it to. So we're trying to add a little element of fun as well.
That's great.
Very good. And it sounds like for you right now, you're going to be adding more to the pot if you don't get this.
Yeah, no, I think there's a good chance I'm going to be coming back with a five spot to get things started.
Well, good for you. I guess in some ways it's too bad it's not a campaign year for you, because you could count in all of the doorbelling as exercise, right?
That's true. Well, I don't have to stop trying to achieve the goals of 5210 after this month, and I will definitely look forward to that. Walking is some of the best Perfect. Exercise that you can get.
All right. Well, hey, Mark, thanks for taking a few minutes out from the parade of potlucks, as you said, to talk to us a little bit about this. And good luck. I'm sure we'll be checking in over the month. We're going to see you later in the month. I'll ask you how you're doing, all right?
That sounds great, Todd. Thank you so much for letting me call in and for featuring 5210 in the program. And I sure challenge everyone else out there to join us. It's fun.
All right. Thanks, Mark. And it's kind of a walking billboard, literally and figuratively, having these folks. Thanks, Mark, and safe travels, all right?
All right. Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Monica.
Thanks, Mark.
You as we kind of come full circle there, I mean, really, that is kind of part of this, as well as getting a message out. And when you have people that are, prominent in the community doing this, it only helps.
Yes, absolutely. And I think Mark just finished with the word fun, and that is what I love about the 5210 message. So I got a text message from a dear friend the other day. Hey, I'm doing 3310. How is that? Okay, so three fruits and vegetables, 3 hours of recreational screen time, 1 hour. It's awesome because it's a goal by which to look for, but it isn't, like Mark just told us, it's not perfection. It's an easy message to get around. And so I think it's really fun for people to focus on those four things. And I also have to say, they are the four most powerful steps to combat chronic disease.
Right. Yeah. And there really is a reason that has been picked as the equation,
yeah.
Right?
Yep. Yep. In fact, the literature now in the last 6 months has said, if you can't do any of the other ones, the zero sugar sweetened beverages is by far the most impactful. Yeah. Yeah. So if you can't possibly do the other ones, work on that zero.
Well, and that's an issue. And I'm sure in some of these folks you've touched base with and we have in the list, they're busy folks. We're all busy people. And that's one of the, and I'm going to use the word in air quotes, excuses I think we have. We're just too busy. I can't do this because I got to, I'm running here and I'm running there and I can't focus on some of this.
Exactly. Yep. And the... when I gave the challenge last week, we had a dinner together with the leaders. And that was one of the things that I talked about, is the fact that the byproduct of this is exponentially more energy.
Yeah, right. We're all guilty of that. I'm just as bad as the next one at not even getting close to any of these, I think. And I know if I just spend some time getting close to some of that, I do feel better. It's
right.
Kind of a crazy human condition. You know it's good for you. You know you'll feel better, but
exactly.
Sometimes we just forget.
Yeah, and people say I'm so busy, but then when they start doing some of the steps, gain some more energy. So
very good. All right, you guys have a website. I know you have some places people can kind of learn a little bit more online with some neat graphics and stuff too.
Yep, healthyop.org, great place to start. The other one is our Facebook page.
Yep.
So Olympic Peninsula Healthy Community Coalition. Don't try to say that too fast. And look us up on Facebook. And we're posting recipes and challenge ideas and things to surmount some of the obstacles all month. So It'd be fun.
Even if you do a 1110, that's a win.
That's right. Right?
You know, we're just striving for 5210 if we can get there, right?
Yep, just increase awareness for everybody.
So. Very good. Monica, thanks for all the work you're doing on this. This will be fun to follow everybody and see how they do at the end. Are you going to have a report? How does this work when the month is up?
We are, because they have to fill out this challenge sheet, and they'll give us a report back. We'll be doing potentially a PDN article like mid-month,
okay,
just to talk about what problems
progress
they've had
and what
stuff
they're doing. Yeah, very good.
So,
all right.
And you, when you talk to Mark, then I want to hear back from Todd.
He's due in a couple of weeks on the show over there. He'll be warming a chair, so he'll be contributing to his problem getting out and exercising.
Great. Oh yeah, great.
Very good.
All right. Sounds great.
All right. Thanks, Monica. Good to see you again.
You bet. Thanks,
Todd.
It's
always great to chat about what is really kind of a fun challenge through the Olympic Peninsula Healthy Community Coalition, the 5210 challenge, and you can read more online as. You heard there from a couple of resources. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more in just a moment.
This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio 1450 KONP.
Living in Clallam County provides us with an opportunity to enjoy some of the most pristine surroundings anywhere. Hi, this is Clallam PUD, and our commitment to the environment is reflected in the energy powering your homes and businesses, which is 98% carbon-free, supporting clean air and water. This includes 87% hydroelectric power, which is clean, renewable, and reliable, while allowing us to maintain some of the lowest electric rates in the country. Find out more at clallampud.net. Clallam County PUD, bringing energy to life.
You know what this deck needs?
A 48-inch Lennox gas grill with attached wood smoker?
No, a fresh coat of stain. It's been 2 years since we last stained it, and we need to make sure our investment lasts for years to come.
I just saw that beginning June 14th through July 24th, Angela's Millwork and Hartnagels have their exterior stains on sale at 20% off. With those savings, that grill is mine.
No, just the stain.
But with 20% off, I'll compromise and get a hot tub.
I better go with you.
Angela's Millwork and Lumber Company and Hartnagel Building Supply, employee owners building the communities of the Olympic Peninsula since 1906.
If you can't get an appointment or don't have a doctor, remember ClinicCare. We can handle your primary health care needs, and you never need an appointment. ClinicCare, 621 East Front Street, 452-5000. We make health care easier and more affordable.
Kelsey from Pacific Motorcycle here. If you BMXers are getting geared up for the season, you have got to check out our selection of youth helmets, riding gear, boots, and gloves. We are stocked up and carry a bunch of cool styles, colors, and designs. Pacific Motorcycle at 221 South Peabody is your neighborhood bike shop and invites you to stop in and see all of our new inventory for youth and adults.
Call 360-417-9554. Matt and Kelsey are here to serve you with over 20 years experience in quality service and workmanship.
It's an affordable medium, and as far as the reach, the way that we can tell our story, it's definitely more affordable than others.
Kelly Fox of Hartnagel Building Supply and Angelus Millwork has discovered the easy, economical way to reach customers, old and new, on the radio.
We've had great success because it is local and our customers listen. I think our customers like to be connected with what's going on and the happenings in our community that we only get on local radio. And so that personality and that ability to tell our story is so critical.
Let our marketing experts demonstrate how affordable, effective, and fun promoting your business can be on the radio. Find out more. News Radio KONP 101.7 FM 1450 AM or listen to KONP.com. Call today 360-457-1450.
Whatever we want to do, we can accomplish with radio. And so that's been great. It's just fun.
Everything you need to get your day started.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is America's dream team.
The Breakfast Show on News Radio KONP.
Again, thanks to Monica Dixon, who's the Olympic Peninsula Healthy Community Coalition Board President right now, coming in to talk about that 5210 principle of trying to be a little more healthy out there if you can.
That, of course, striving for five fruits and vegetables a day, 2 hours or less of recreational screen time, an hour of physical activity, and drinking zero sugar sweetened beverages. And they've now engaged about a dozen or so leaders in our community to take up the challenge and see how they do over the next month. And they'll have a little report card coming out later this month as well. All right, we're going to take a break, check up with the news coming up at the bottom of the hour, and we'll be back with more on our program here as we continue on this 5th of July, this Thursday, on the Todd Ortloff Show. Stick around.
This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio 1450 KONP.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street.
Garden Street?
Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
At Les Schwab Tires, when somebody needs their brakes checked, we check them for free. Because we figure, no matter how nice a set of tires we sell you might be, they're not worth much if they don't stop when you need them to. So if you come in to get some other stuff done, we'll check your brakes for free. And play it straight about what we found. Because, well, we figure, that's just the right thing to do. Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
Have you been in Easy Pawn East lately? If not, make it a point to stop in and see all of their new merchandise soon. And if you can't seem to find the time to stop by, you can check out all of their great items online. Just visit buya.com. That's BUYA.com. A pawn shop only website where you can simply find your favorite pawn shop and browse their items right online. Almost everything in store you can find online at buya.com. Check it out and see what new items Easy Pawn East has for you.
The Lower Elwha Cedarbrock Smoke Shop at the corner of Highway 101 and Dry Creek Road is excited to announce the addition of Espresso. The Cedarbrock is now your one-stop shop for tobacco and coffee with two convenient drive-thru windows to serve you. Get in, get what you need, and get back on the road at the Lower Elwha Cedarbrock Smoke Shop and Espresso. The Lower Elwha Cedarbrock Smoke Shop on the corner of Highway 101 and Dry Creek Road.
Now with drive-thru convenience, grab your tobacco and coffee and go.
Here's your chance to win $5,000 cash. Norwester Rotary is offering tickets to win that grand prize or $2,000 in additional prizes. Tickets are just $5 and you can get them now at our studios, 721 East 1st Street in Port Angeles. Only 5,000 tickets will be sold, and all the money raised supports Rotary scholarships for local youth and its other community projects. The drawing happens September 1st.
The following is a paid commercial announcement.
Who are the Freemasons?
As a student of history, you tend to notice common themes, and there's a lot of great people throughout who were Masons.
Broaden my scope of the help that I could give.
That's where Masonry begins, in the heart. Where do you want to help your fellow man? Well, that urging has to come out of your heart.
Learn more at freemason-wa.org.
The clock is ticking for the Department of Health and Human Services as it tries to reunite all young migrant children with their parents. Those younger than 5 years old are supposed to be back with their families by Tuesday night.
The department is rushing to meet deadlines set by a federal judge to reunite all families separated at the border. We've learned once a child is transferred from HHS to the custody of their parents, they will all be in ICE DHS custody.
HHS Secretary Alex Azar says they're using DNA to make sure the kids are going back to the right adults. Just days before President Trump announces his pick for the Supreme Court, the opening there, sources tell ABC News some Republican senators are raising questions about candidate Brett Kavanaugh. He's said to be one of the people on the president's short list. In Baltimore, the fire department is investigating the possible release of a small amount of tuberculosis Johns Hopkins Hospital released a statement saying it may have been released while being moved between two buildings. Before the bell on Wall Street, the Dow's up 140 points. Scott Goldberg, ABC News.
Here's your AccuWeather.com forecast. This afternoon, more clouds than sun with a high of 72. And tonight is partly cloudy with a low of 53. Tomorrow's mostly cloudy with a couple of showers, high of 66. By tomorrow night, we're mostly cloudy with a couple of showers and a low of 52. We'll head into Saturday with a morning shower. Otherwise, the rest of the day is mostly cloudy with a high of 65. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Alexandra Rabb.
Talking with Nick Burnett, who actually is out with a new game. It's a Wolf Balls, right, is the name of this game. And Nick joins us because it's always kind of interesting to talk with someone who's local about doing some fascinating things. So thanks for coming in. Let's first talk about Wolf Balls. What is the game?
Hey, well, thanks for having me. Wolf Balls is it started out as kind of a pinball game, but I took a new spin on pinball where I gave you a character that you control on the pinball map. And try as I might, I can't find anyone else who's done that. So I think I've come up with something that no one else has done yet. The more I was playing with it was fun to play, but I just wanted to add value to it. And originally, you're just going to be a regular character. And I came on the idea of a wolf, and then the title fell into place. So it ended up being a lot more fun that way, just visually and play-wise.
All right. We'll get into the game a little bit more because it is available. Let's talk a bit about programming and things like that. How long have you been doing this kind of stuff?
Pretty much since I started the game. I'm not a programmer. Yeah. But you know, thanks to YouTube and other online sources, you really can just about learn anything. So I use the Unreal Engine 4, which is a free resource until you start to make a certain amount of money, and then they want a royalty. So I can download a game engine for free. I can look up how to use it on YouTube, and I just figured it out piece by piece, chunk by chunk.
Which I think is a fascinating part of this whole story. You're kind of a self-taught gamer here, or a game creator. I guess there's a difference between a gamer and a game creator.
I'm a storyteller originally. I've written some books, and I use those kind of skills just as a creator. I just have that kind of drive to create stuff. So I didn't quite make it as an author, so I decided I would give it a shot as a game designer and see how that went.
That was my next question. You know, why? How did you end up just picking this to do as kind of your next endeavor?
Well, you know, I've always had a day job, and I've always worked there, but it's never been entirely satisfying. So I'm a creative person, and so I keep looking for those outlets. Writing books is great, but it took me about 2 years to write a book, and that's a long time to spend on one project, and especially if it doesn't, you know, go anywhere but your bedroom shelf after that. And game design, it can take a long time, but this is actually my second game, and both of them took me about 4 or 5 months to make. So it's just nice to be able to switch to a new project before too much time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, your first game, tell us a bit about that. It was obviously your first endeavor into this, we always learn a lot the first time.
We learn a lot the first time, and I actually know that about myself. I tend to mess up or not do so great the first time. So I made a game that I didn't really invest much into. Brilliant marketing plan on my part. I tied it into one of my books, thinking that people would play the game and get interested in the book. So the story expands the universe of the book. But about 13,000 people downloaded it. I gave it away for free. You know, it has mixed reviews on Steam. Some people like it, some people hate it, and it was just an experience for me to get it out there.
Which then probably made it a little bit more. I'm not going to say easier, but. Heading into the second game, at least you knew what to expect.
I knew a lot more what to expect, especially when it came time to actually, you know, what you can expect once you put it out into the world, you know, is kind of shocking. So I knew what to expect a little bit better then. But
yeah. Now, have you been a pinball player? I mean, there's got to be some reason you gravitated towards making some sort of a pinball-style game this time.
Well, I had a different game in mind, and I started to use the Unreal Engine. And what I realized is I did not know how to use the Unreal Engine. So I started with a tutorial, and in the tutorial, it was how to make a pinball game.
Got it.
But being a creative person, while I started to play with it, I thought, you know, this would be fun if you just got a chance to push the ball around on the screen. And I started to evolve with that. And now the character, you know, I just found these little avenues of playability that I don't think have really been explored yet. So it was fun for me to find that and to bring it to life that way.
So really it started with, okay, I'm going to go with It's kind of like the old "don't reinvent the wheel."
Don't reinvent the wheel.
You already had something to kind of build on to get from A to B. So it took you about what four months? You said to get this finally done.
I started it in January, okay, and I published it May 17th. Okay. Yeah.
Now, and you could probably because you're a writer as well. You know, times have changed. You can self-publish.
Yeah.
A game now. I mean, it used to be you had to kind of come up with something, or else you had to be, you know, employed by Activision or somebody like that to actually get a game out. You can do it yourself now.
That's good and bad. It's great because. You know, I have the tools to do it where, you know, in the 80s, I think I would have to have a lot of formal training and equipment and stuff. So it's good to do it that way. But the problem with it is, you know, when my game came out, 47 other games came out on Steam.
Yep.
So it's hard to stand out from the crowd because everyone is making a game or everyone's making a book or...
Yep.
Seems exactly. That way.
So what do you do? I mean, is there some things you can try to do to market yourself? I mean, you're coming on here, obviously, talking about it, but are there some things on the online world you try to do to get people to take a look at Wolfball?
The catchy title was hopefully one thing. It's easy to remember. My first game is called Maneki's Curse, and people wouldn't even know how to spell that.
Yeah.
So Wolfball seemed like a catchier title. I haven't really figured out the entire riddle of that. I talk to as many people as I can, and I get as much support as I can. I try to make as great of a product as I can, because I figure even if I pay for marketing and if I pay for advertising and everything, you know, someone's going to look at it for 2 seconds. If they're not interested, they're not interested. If they are, they'll tell their friends about it. They'll do the advertising for me. So,
I've never talked to anybody who's actually just taken this on in the sense that you have, where it's like, I'm going to just teach myself and go for it.
Yeah.
Okay. So now there's also a little bit more of a local. Capture to this as well, because the music in Wolfball actually is kind of linked up with a Port Angeles youth, Forrest Clark, who, yes, that's the Port Angeles High School principal's son.
Yes.
And that musical family as well. So tell us a bit about that, because you were telling me about, you kind of had some music that became a placeholder, and then you said, you know what, I got to have this music anyway.
Forrest is, well, he's a real talented guy. And he helped me with the music on Maneki's Curse.
Yep.
So for Maneki's Curse, I wrote the melodies on paper, and I gave them to him, and he arranged the rest. And it worked out great. And so I told him I had a cyberpunk game that I was going to work on, if he wouldn't mind writing a couple of tracks and stuff. And he wrote a couple of tracks. And the cyberpunk game was too advanced for me to work on. So that's when I decided I needed to actually learn how to use the Unreal Engine. And so I started the pinball game, Wolf Balls, and I was using Forrest's music as a placeholder, just so that I'd have stuff to listen to when I was testing the game. And over the months that came by, the music just started to fit, and I couldn't play it without the music. So now that music went to Wolfballs, and it works.
So what's the deal with that? You pay a flat fee to Forrest, or is he getting royalty? How do you deal with the music, or is it just like, hey, I know you, and we're good buds, so let's do it?
You know, we've taken it on a case-by-case basis. So far... none of us are expecting to get super rich off of it, and I think if it did, money does change things. But we've been good buds. We've had a handshake agreement, and certainly if it meant that kind of situation, I would share the wealth, because you know he's been a great friend. So,
I think you're being realistic in entering to this thing. You're just going to kind of see where it goes as well. So you post this thing, Steam, for example, releases this for you, or at least puts the word out that it's available. Do they get a royalty? How does that work for you for marketing it? Because in the old days, quote unquote, you know, you burn it to a DVD or whatever it would be, or a CD-ROM, and off it went, and you bought it that way. How does the money exchange now?
Steam sets it all up. They've got a great resource online for that. Specifics, I think, are part of some non-disclosure agreement that I have with Steam, but they get a royalty for everyone that you sell.
Okay.
So they circulate it, but they also circulate every other game that comes out, which, like I said, is just an enormous amount of games coming out every day. So Wolfballs will show up. You might be looking at one game, and in the bottom it says, have you also tried, or users also buy this? And so every now and then Wolfballs shows up, and I get a few incremental sales.
So you get a little bit. Okay, so if people want to download this, how much does it cost? How do they find you?
It's $4.99. If you go to Steam, you would just type in Wolfballs, and you know what? It pops right up. I've only got a couple of reviews. It's $4.99. There'll probably be sales over time. Right. But I've been adding content to it and patches and stuff. And I just released a new update with a bunch of new content, actually.
Okay, and it plays on what, PC? What is it?
It plays on
need?
Windows PC. Okay. So I am doing a Mac build. Should be out in a week or two.
Got it. All right. Did you ever think you'd be doing video games?
I love video games as a kid. I grew up.
I was going to say, did you
Sega Master System, Super Nintendo? My dad made sure we always had the best systems. I think I was the only kid in Port Angeles that had a Neo Geo system. We would import the games from Japan before they came out here. So we've been a gamer household for a long time. And I always wanted to work on games, but I've never been driven towards the technical side of it. I've always been the creative side of it.
Yeah.
But with today's apps and engines and everything.
You don't have to code. You don't have to do it like, you've got help right there, as
I've got
you mentioned.
Help.
You can just kind of be creative with it and plug in what you think. And
you have to figure out how the code works, but you don't have to code directly.
Right. So it takes you about 4 months. You got another one coming, you think? Are you going to sit back, relax a little? What's your plan?
My fiance is a fabulous pixel artist, as we found out. And so we've been, in the back of our heads, we've been getting this game ready that we want to do. So that's our next project. I wanted to make Wolf Balls, do some updates and some new content, polish it up as nice as I can, and then we're getting ready to start another project.
All right. So folks out there, support a PA guy. $4.99. Go to Steam.com, and you can just search Wolf Balls, and you'll get this. And I guess it's safe to call it, kind of pinball on steroids.
Pinball and
good way to put it.
Third-person pinball.
Yeah, with some character development mixed in as well, which is pretty cool.
A lot of humor, a lot of fun.
And some good local music. When you hear that music,
it's all been done locally.
So, Nick, what a great thing. I'll let us know when the next one comes out. I'd love to chat with you about that as well. And good luck on that endeavor. I kind of find that fascinating. I'm not a huge gamer, but I play a game once in a while. Maybe. I'm just so bad at them that I have to quit quickly. But
yeah, well, maybe we'll cut you into one of these games here.
Oh, sounds good.
Get you aside.
Okay, very good. All right, Nick Burnett there, who's a game out now called Wolf Balls, and it's on Steam. Steam.com. You can check it out, download it, and support a local guy who's kind of taking a different endeavor from writing into the world of, I guess, cyberspace would be a good way to put it. And we'll take a break, and we'll be back to talk some more in just a moment.
This is the Todd Ortloff Show on News Radio 1450 KONP.
This week, gear up for summer at every coastal in the Northwest with Hot Savings Store One.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Save 25% on all Hydra Flasks in stock. Shop the huge selection of colors and styles. Plus, you'll also save 25% on select summer Carhartt clothing, discontinued styles for men and women. Right now, Coastal has 5-gallon red or white barn and fence latex paint for only $49.99. And that includes a free 4-inch brush with every 5 gallons purchased. Preseason pellet fuel savings with $20 off per ton and a $20 gift card with each ton purchased. Coastal, Bear Mountain, and Golden Fire. Save on patio, fountains, grills, feed, fencing, and more. Carhartt summer discontinued styles vary per store, limited to stock on hand.
Coastal Farm and Ranch, we're just what the country needs.
Now open in Squim in Bell Creek Plaza.
Here's a KONP local business update, presented by First Federal.
When it comes to helping our local businesses succeed, no one works harder than First Federal. If you're in business, learn the benefits you receive as one of our First Fed partners. Marketing tools, financial resources, and more, all available to our First Fed partners, including Blue Sage Realty of Squim, offering professional property management services that go more than the extra mile. Like Blue Sage Realty, your business can benefit as a First Fed partner. Call or drop by First Federal today. The North Olympic Peninsula's Dungeness bus line is now operated by Greyhound Lines in Port Angeles. Jack Heckman's Olympic bus lines had operated the only scheduled route to Seattle and SeaTac for many years, of course. Greyhound won the 4-year competitive bid contract effective this month. According to Greyhound, Dungeness bus line fares will not be increased, and seniors and military discounts will be introduced. Another change? A stop has been added in Port Townsend.
Greyhound and Olympic Bus Lines were the only two companies that offered bids. And the Peninsula job scene continues its upbeat trend, with the latest figures showing that North Olympic employers added about 400 jobs. Unemployment dropped a half point, and help wanted signs continue to be commonplace.
KONP Local Business Update, presented by First Federal.
Going to talk a bit about Toastmasters for a few minutes, mainly because here's a chance, if this grabs you, tonight to go to an open house meeting that they're having here locally, the Port Angeles Club, number 25, and member of that club, Michael Schmidt, joins us, who is actually a longtime friend of mine, an old colleague from back in the day on radio, to show you that even an old radio guy can go on the and go on to be in Toastmasters as well. Good to see you again, Mike. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you for having me come in.
Let's talk, first of all, about Toastmasters. A lot of people may have heard of what Toastmasters is. They don't really know exactly what it is, but it's we were just chatting. It's a great confidence builder for communicating in general.
Absolutely. Anybody that opens their mouth in public needs to know how to maybe get the words out so that their message is not only heard but understood. Right. I started Toastmasters as a comedian looking for not really what to say but how to say it. And being an MC and being a DJ back in the day, it was like, well, I really didn't need it. But while talking to another comedian, she said, why join Toastmasters? So that I learned when not to speak and learn the pauses and the vocal variety and how to use props. And she said, if I would have been able to do it years ago, I would have.
It really, and I was mentioning, you know, I know a number of people who've done a little bit of Toastmasters. They're not accomplished public speakers. Their job doesn't entail getting in front of a lot of groups of people, but it has been helpful in just meeting like one-on-one with their staff, for example.
Anybody that's a salesman, anybody that's a parent, they need to know how to communicate.
You were just saying, you ever talk to your kids? This might help you, right?
and with the political turmoil and religious turmoil and all the other turmoil, everybody has an opinion. But most of the time they come across with rage, or they come across crying their eyes out because of little doggies or whatever. Well, Toastmasters help you get that emotion out, but get it out in a professional way. And we have some, just our club alone, we have professional speakers that travel all over the West Coast. We have an author. We have a doctor. We have a gentleman who joined Toastmasters several years ago. He was going to receive an award, and he was so afraid of speaking, he joined the group. He did his first 10 speeches. He got a competent communicators award that also was sent to his employer, and he's able to deliver a minute speech.
And that's great. And he went from terrified to being confident enough to do it.
Speaking one-on-one was great. You throw him in front of four people, and he was like, Jimmy Stewart. You know, his stuttering started in, and it was amazing how within just a year of following a very – Toastmasters does it all for you. They put 10 speeches in front of you that build the building blocks. He took a little less than a year. Some people take – years before they even get up in front of the lectern.
And it really is a template, more or less, as to how you do it, so that, you know, you master this one, and then you can do this one, and then you do this one, and by the time you get through the steps of it, you're doing pretty well.
I love the first one because it's all, it's called the icebreaker. And whenever you get in front of a group of people, the trifecta, that I call it the trifecta, it's the speak about what you know, speak about what you love. And it's all about you, so hopefully you know yourself, and hopefully you got a little self-love. But the other thing that makes it the trifecta is you speak to your audience. And our club is very, very welcoming, open arms. We want to know about you. So you have all 3 points, so your first speech is already a success, and you already get evaluated. Me, I went there and I thought I knocked it dead until the evaluation came, and I was like, "Well, I better sign up for a lifetime term here." And I've learned quite a bit every single night. I try to learn and I try to teach. Sometimes I learn more than I teach.
And that's the point of the Toastmasters thing, that the evaluation you get, I mean, it's a chance to get in front of what would be a friendly crowd for the most part, because you're all in it together. You're all doing the same process so that everybody knows they're going to evaluate each other. So I think you get some honest opinions and you get it done in a heartfelt way, not just some, you know, random critic in the audience.
Some whitewash. Oh, I loved your speech. It was about the most wonderful thing I've ever heard. No, I mean, if you come like I did, I said, man, I want honesty, brutal truth. It was almost last meeting that I went, because when you open your mouth and you request for a brutal truth, you will get what you need to help you. Yeah. I never believe in that old term, creative criticism. It's criticism. But when you know that somebody has your best interest, you're learning at heart, and that will tell you, you got to watch that lip smacking or the uhs and the ums. I never had a problem with that. My broadcasting teacher would make you do it over and over and over and over. And sometimes when you listen to a public speaker, now the unfortunate thing is you hear the uhs and the ums.
And it can drive you nuts, couldn't it?
And the what stammer, am I trying to say? And just say nothing. That pause is much more better.
And in Toastmasters, that helps you with that, because people get nervous. A lot of the uhs and the ums are a searching for the word. I can't find what I want to. You know what you want to say, but getting it from the brain to the mouth. And you have ways to help people work around that.
We have a bucket, and we drop a marble in it each time you say it.
And you train yourself out of it, right?
A lot of those filler words. I recently heard a speaker. Grammatically, I'm horrible. I still work on my grammar. I still make up words. The funny story was that in a 10-minute presentation, the information was awesome, but I got held up because it was one sentence, and she did very good, and she was able to, and so instead of the uhs and the ums and the likes and without further ado and all those fillers, we really try to hone you in so you drop all of those fillers, those so and so, and I have a problem with getting on a word like exactly or you know what I mean.
Yeah, absolutely. I find that word is my
does
word.
This, and I like that. Does this make sense? And if it's in the context of a sentence with a proper grammar, I sometimes even still say me and my wife. But the cool thing is, usually it's done with a hillbilly voice or something. And then it's hard when you go back to the voiceovers and the I just want to be a Southern bumpkin. And the guy's like, what's going on with my grammar tonight? Sorry, I was working on another project. But it's a warm, inviting environment where you can go there, you can make mistakes, and we applaud your mistakes. Because if you just come in there and you're
knocking it out,
polished, we want you to. And I had a gentleman that said, I'm never afraid of speaking in public. And under my breath was, you should be. Because he didn't know. He didn't know some just simple little techniques that he was able to get along the path that would really help him be really polished. Then we have people come in there that, I mean, their grammar is perfect. The words that they use are, I have to go home and I'm using my phone, looking up, go, what does that mean? And it's kind of like myopic. It's like, I think it's something that I can't see properly. I have no idea. Don't really care. Typically, those guys, we just let the club know he's speaking in front of a group of professionals. And so if you could pretend you can follow along, great. But the biggest thing is being able to get your message across to the audience that you're getting it across to, whether it be children and you want to tell stories, or whether it be a doctor using the correct pronunciation of all the medical terms, or you're just a guy like you and me that just wants to speak better.
Be able to talk right,
We just want to be able to have a conversation over coffee without, all those, because you don't want the other person to talk. So they go, and it's like, get the defibrillator, the guy's dying, quickly help him. But it is a lot of fun, and it is a very enjoyable club where we try to use a little bit of humor. we try to get people to feel comfortable in front of a group of people.
All right. You meet every Monday except on holidays. And then what?
People are going to mess up. You're going to hear the marble dropping. You're going to, the timer may or may not flip on the switch.
You'll hear groans and moans.
It'll be just like a perfect messed up bowl of mess. But the nice thing is we do have a good time. We try to really accommodate each person. And with our new mentor program and the new pathways in the digital age where people aren't communicating with their voices so much, they're doing more of the blogs, or they're speaking not in front of a group of people per se, but in front of their webcam. How to do that in front of a microphone, how to use that microphone, how to use different microphones, how to speak in front of a video camera. Because I'll tell you what, there's a lot of people around a fireside that can speak very, very well. But you throw four or five microphones and a camera in front of them.
I live it every day in here. They go nuts. Some people just absolutely freeze. Yeah.
What do I say now? Now what do I say? I got to say something. I'll just throw in that magical
yes.
But Michael, it is fun.
Michael Schmidt, good to see you again.
Yeah, thank you, Tom.
Thanks for coming in. All right. We'll take a break. Be back with more in a moment.
You know what this deck needs?
A 48-inch Lennox gas grill with attached wood smoker?
No, a fresh coat of stain. It's been 2 years since we last stained it, and we need to make sure our investment lasts for years to come.
I just saw that beginning June 14th through July 24th, Angela's Millwork and Hardnagels have their exterior stains on sale at 20% off. With those savings, that grill is mine.
No, just the stain.
But with 20% off, I'll compromise and get a hot tub.
I better go with you.
Angela's Millwork and Lumber Company and Hardnagel Building Supply, employee owners building the communities of the Olympic Peninsula since 1906.
Get in the game. Lighthouse Christian Center in Port Angeles invites all kids K through 6 to Mega Sports Camp July 9th through the 13th.
Mega Sports Camp, it happens all week long from 9 to noon. The age parameters are kindergarten through 6th grade, and we actually do have our preschool program this year as well. It's so much fun.
Mom and Dad, register your kids for Mega Sports Camp at Lighthouse Christian Center July 9th through the 13th. All kids are welcome. Contact Lighthouse for more information.
It's at lighthousepa.org, or you can call our main office at 360-452-8909. The cost is $30 for the first student, and any additional siblings after that is $10 for the whole week.
Plus, Friday evening, July 13th at 6, all families are invited to the free community mega block party. Lighthouse Christian Center on Viewcrest in Port Angeles.
You can tell from the minute you walk in. You know the place where everybody knows your name? That's what it's all about at the Elwha River Casino. Not only will you find over 100 of your favorite slots and fun new ways to play, you'll find your friends at the Elwha too. There's always great specials at the River's Edge Grill and a very rewarding rewards club. The Elwha Rewards Club is free and easy to join, and you're in for all kinds of fun. Member parties, hot seat drawings, tons of giveaways, double point days, and more. If you're 55 or older, every Wednesday is your day. Earn 2 times the points, get 30% off in the grill, and you gotta have those hot seats. Drawings from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. every Wednesday. Let's see. Your favorite slots, a delicious deli, fun promotions, and everybody knows your name? You know the place. It's all at the Elwha River Casino, the friendliest casino on the peninsula, just west of Port Angeles.
Now, when we get inside the bowling alley, I don't want to hear any complaining or whining. None of this, that's not fair, or all the pink balls are taken. Or my favorite, I think the lane is sloping. None of that. We're here at Laurel Lanes to have fun and get some exercise. You understand, honey?
Yeah, but can we get the bumpers? I think the lane slopes a little.
Babe, the lanes at Laurel Lanes are perfect, and so are you.
Aww.
You just really suck at bowling.
Yeah, but it's so fun.
Auto bumpers, auto scoring, endless fun. Laurel Lanes. Come have a ball.
Complete news coverage. Rely on it. From News Radio KONP, Port Angeles, Squim, FM 101.